Listen, bitch, we're running a little behind schedule today, and that's okay. That's okay. I've been looking for a little window outside of things. I was exhausted last night, so we did not pre-record this morning's episode. So let me just start by saying this. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for your patience. We are navigating through just a weird time, a heartbreaking time, all the things. My 8-year-old actually woke me up. She was crying this morning. I could hear her in her own bed, and it was a little heartbreaking. I know, she's the one that was consoling me, like, he's just a dog. It's just a dog. It's okay, mom. And today I got to give her not the same advice by any means, but just the reassurance of it's okay to be sad and to miss them. So there's a little bit of emptiness here. The older girls made it home from college yesterday. I have to tell you guys, if you have not seen my Facebook post, I can post now. I still can't do anything else for like 60 days. I can't. I have a lot of restrictions still, but I posted. I did some, I do tests every once in a while to see what I could do. So I got to post, and you guys have to go look at my lips. Okay. It looks like I took 20 fucking injections into my lips. Like, I can barely like smile to move them. Okay. I use this lip primer that I ordered from a friend, and I am apparently allergic to it. I used it yesterday as a chapstick, and my lips are about triple the size, and it definitely looks like I went and had some work done. It's fucking hilarious. I can't even take myself seriously doing some TikToks. I had to just address it, and I'm gonna have to wait until I put makeup on to finish recording more, because that way I can at least kind of hide some of the red. I just look like a set of lips. Like, on this Zoom camera, that's all I can see. It's terrible. But at least I know. I mean, I'm fucking terrified of putting needles in my face. It would have taken a lot to get me there. So at least I'm happy to know, I don't need the needles. I just need to find something I'm highly allergic to and slather it all over my face, and it's gonna swell up like crazy. So there's your beauty hack tip from Brandon Lynette. So it is, what day is this? We are Wednesday. We're a Wednesday, bitch, of a really short week that ends in pie and shopping, right? So this is like a really fun week. I hope a lot of you are setting some boundaries when it comes to being with family, because I know this isn't an accident. I mean, out of most of my clients, I would say 80% of them have issues. Okay. So I think most of you listening probably have a little bit of toxic reach inside your family. So I want to give you some tips today of just like how to quiet your mind. And this is a way that you can build up protection around your energy. You quiet your mind and you become really strong in your energy, because I know I talked a little bit the other day about how we have to hold the line. We have to hold the line and hold our power and who we have become. Okay. Because you do not have to be anyone for anyone. So you do not have to kind of resort back to that default method of being. Like, as far as you've grown, you've got to protect that power. You have to protect that energy. I don't care if your family thinks you're fucking crazy. That's a compliment. I promise that's a compliment. People think you're crazy. You're weird, you're all the things, because you want to prioritize self-love, your success, your life, your future, because you want to be a masterful creator. People think that's fucking weird, and they're just not on your vibration, and that means you're moving up, bitch. So kind of the more isolated you feel when you're with friends and family, it's a big sign. You know what I mean? You're not dying, you're waking the fuck up. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're just crawling to this like slow, lonely death, but it's not. It is actually coming to life, and it's weird how it kind of moves in just the direction of loneliness to feel the most fulfilled. But that's kind of how it works. So I'm going to give you some tips here that you can do either today, master this today when you get a chance to tune in, or tomorrow before you end up at the family functions. I want you just to do this, just to kind of get centered with yourself. This is going to give you that brain and heart coherence so that you're not feeling that stressor. So your body's not, your heart rate's not elevated. You're not you know, run, you're not in the fight or flight response. You're not stressed out. You're not looking for, you know, all the soothing comforts that the world can give you that are bullshit, right? So this will keep you from tipping back the vodka bottles or, you know, all the things, from overeating in food just because your family's stressing you out and that food is that comfort. Like, I'm giving you some solid tools here to just kind of get through the day tomorrow. So let's jump into it. So this is like long before, you know, technology was slammed into our faces. Like, humans literally pursued inner peace majority of the time. So these are things that people have done for a very long time. Okay, this isn't shit that Brandon made up. This is like researched techniques that a lot of the forward thinkers have shared. So this is when you're doing this, I want you to sit down with the intention. I want you to have a journal, and you don't have to journal a lot. I mean, just take a couple minutes to kind of write your intention of like, you know, I really want to quiet my mind and achieve that inner peace. This is where your brain and your heart start to dance. And it's something that I share with my clients. Like, when I'm meditating and I know I don't have heart and brain coherence, I literally like get my mind quiet and I start to visualize. And this is part of the steps I'm going to share with you. But for me, I have this like heart and brain little homie that I can visualize. And I just imagine them holding hands and hugging and talking and like, you know, hands to hands, hands on each other, just like loving each other, right? That's how I kind of visualize what my brain and heart coherence works. And you're going to do what works for you, okay? You just take the few things from here and you do what you know in your core you need to be able to make your heart and your brain best friends. That's what keeps the fight or flight response at bay. That's what gives you that inner peace. And that's what quiets your mind, is just focusing on that inner relationship. And then what I really like to visualize when I want to protect my energy, when I know I'm going somewhere, like I have a public job now. I'm a bartender. So I do a special like protection to not feel other people's bullshit. Okay. And that's very important when you're working in public with people who are not mindful, who are not, you know, in the present mind, who are just living in that fight or flight. Because especially, I know everybody throws the word empath around, but the truth is we all have empathic abilities. Like, we're all that person. We can all feel those things. Just some people have tuned it out or aren't aware of it. And other people just throw it around like it's fucking, you know, confetti glitter, you know. But being that we are those people that feel each other's energy, you have to be very protective and mindful of your space when you are around people who are not doing the same. So I literally, like, someone's talking to me and they're complaining about their week and they're complaining about their life. And I'm just like nodding, I zone out, I do the things. But if I'm not presently aware of protecting myself from their energy, I start to feel what they're feeling, you know? And it's very easy to start questioning yourself. Like, most of the time that you're fucking freaking out with anxiety, bitch, it's not your anxiety. You're feeling other people's anxiousness. I do that all the time. It used to be really bad with my husband. He's, number one, he's a Gemini, so he's a split personality motherfucker as it is, okay? And number two, he had really bad anger issues for a long time. Like, he just was not okay. And like, if you know, living with someone like that, it's like eggshells. So when he would come down, his energy was very unsettled and it would make me super fucking nervous. And I'd be like, I don't feel right. I'm unsettled. And it got to the point where I could communicate with him like, hey, are you okay? Because you're feeling shady as fuck. Like, you know, where I could communicate what he's feeling, where he could communicate what he's feeling. And it just helped him to become self-aware and recognize that emotion. So it still happens very, very randomly where I'm just like, are you okay? Cause I could feel him totally off. And then he pinpoints something. He's like, fuck, that's it. Cause like, sometimes we're not even aware of the energy that we're putting out. And that could be the same for like, you know, I know, my college girl brought her best friend, one of my adopted kids, over last night. And I was very disconnected. I just want to tell you guys, yesterday was a day I spent like, I stayed busy as fuck. I cannot even tell you everything I did because I did fucking everything. It was one of those moments where I was tired of like crying. I'm, you know, My head is killing me. My eyes are so fucking swollen. It looks like they got injections too. Okay. So I just wanted to stay busy because it was my first day without Sam, and that's all I could think about. It was like obsessing my thoughts. And I'm like, okay, like there is nothing I could do at this point. I can't bring him back. So I can't just succumb to this overcoming me. So I stayed busy. I legit think my husband just sent me a text about puppies. No, that's so funny. He legit did. A little Rottweiler puppy. You guys, I'm addicted to the breed for a fact. I know Sam was special, and I know, like, there will never be another Sam. There will never be another Sam. But I've watched Rottweilers since we've had him. I've watched the videos. I've watched the things. And like the traits that he has of just being so loving with the kids and so protective of us, that's a thing that's in their breed. It's a thing. And just chill, like just chill as fuck. So that is so funny that he just sent me that message. Your girl's not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. So anyway, I'm not protecting my energy from affecting other people. And I know, like, you know, when she walked in last night, I was just very stoic, you know, like, hey, how's it going? But I didn't mean it. You know, I wasn't engaged in the present moment. I was just trying to stay busy as hell. And I could feel that. I could feel that. I'm sure my energy shifted how she felt coming in. And I don't think it was probably very comfortable. I'm not proud of that. Like, it doesn't make me feel good today. Like, I just want to hug her and tell her, you know, I'm sorry. But there's no, you know, she's very smart. She's intelligent. She knows yesterday was our first day without the dog. So I'm sure she could put two and two together, but we can't just walk around expecting people to do that. We have to take responsibility for our energy. So the same goes for like her learning, you know, like this isn't about me. It's not that I'm here. It's not the things. It's that she literally just lost her dog and she's just trying to go 100 miles an hour so she doesn't have to think about it. That's exactly what I was doing. So when you are with your family, I want you to do both things. I want you to really practice being mindful to not let other people's energy affect you. And I want you to practice like letting your energy stay solid where it's at. And I literally envision just this fucking bubble. And this is what I'll do when I get to the sweet spot. And meditation is really fucking hard. Okay. So you're going to have different options to what meditation can be for you. It's not necessarily sitting on your pillow and, you know, tapping your fingers together and doing the and all the things. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like you just getting quiet where your brain is not thinking. You're not like, oh my God, I have to take the laundry out. I've got to get the dishes done. Did I thaw the turkey? Did I do all the things? Like, that's what we're talking about. Okay. So let's go through these steps. I just want you to realize like you've got to figure out a visualization for your brain and your heart to just kind of become one, and getting yourself to that point of putting a bubble around you, just the bubble of protection. I do it when I go to the grocery store. Because I still like just being around so much energy. It's crazy, especially when, you know, I'm in my Monday through Friday life. I'm doing the things I'm doing the, you know, when you are working with energy, when you're doing the healing, when you're doing the coaching, when you're doing all these things, like you are opening doors. Okay. There's a lot going on around us that we can't see. We've not been taught to even acknowledge exists, but energy surrounds us everywhere. So let's talk about practicing meditation. Okay. So I think the first step for you is breathing meditation. Okay. This is simple and effective, and it calms your mind immediately. So you start by finding a comfortable and quiet place where you can sit and observe your breath. If you do not have AirPods, or like I have are they AirPods? What the fuck are they called? They're the Apple headphones. I have the ones that go in your ear, and I also have the ones that go over it. And if you press the sound button on these where it just shuts all the sound out, it's a fucking dream. Those are the only headphones I've ever used, and it's the only ones I know that work. So find some like that. The noise cancellation, okay? It's incredible. But you get into a quiet place and you sit and you just start observing your breath. You just observe your breath. Like, you acknowledge your body and everything it's fucking doing to just get the air in and out. And I really think it's important. You've got to go in through your nose, out through your mouth. I do intentional breathing where I know everything I'm breathing in is intentionally love and peace and joy and laughter. Everything I'm breathing out is everything toxic, stressful, things that are holding me back, thoughts that aren't serving me. So with practice, you're going to be able to meditate longer periods, or you can place your mind on your breath in any surrounding, right? So it's kind of like that when you're having that anxiety attack, it's just getting one with your breath. You get really good at this where it's just, you don't even think about it. Another thing that's really helpful is to train your mind to rest on an object of meditation. Okay. This is single pointed concentration. Find one thing, whether it's a candle or like a spoken mantra, like find your own thing of like, I am love, I am peace, I am joy. And sometimes, like when I have those anxious feelings and thoughts, I'm like, you are safe, you are loved, you are whole, you are safe, you are loved, you are whole. And I just like focus on that. I don't hear anything outside of that. And you've got to note distracting thoughts. And all you have to do is like, you can note them, but you decline to pursue them. You do not have to follow the thoughts. Okay. So you can acknowledge it. I don't want you to try to like fight it, because then all of your energy goes to that. Because what you focus on is what you become. That's it. So I want you to just slowly bring your mind back to the chosen object. Maybe it's, you know, sometimes when I'm in my office and I'm zoned out, I have this little paint chip on my wall. I literally focus on that. Focus on the paint chip. Okay. Whatever it is for you, just get that single pointed concentration. Learning to visualize is what I think this is one of the most important steps. Select images that promote happiness and serenity, things that make you feel good. What makes me feel good, safe, and protected is when I hit that zone of meditation, it's where I feel God the most. It is where I literally like we're the same. Like I am so absorbed in him and he is in me, where I feel that energy and I turn that into my bubble. Literally, God is my bubble. And if you know, put on the full armor of God, maybe that's something you have to walk yourself through. That's what I did before I realized like this was energy. I don't have to imagine that I'm putting on a big metal helmet, right? Like the full armor of God is just absolutely his love and protection. I visualize that and I make him my bubble. But maybe for you, you need a snow-capped mountain picturesque, you know, image, or sheep in a fucking meadow, or running through a field of fucking flowers. I don't know what's going to work for you. I share what works for me. Just select images that make you feel happy and serene. Okay. Sometimes when I'm super anxious, I will literally visualize that as soon as I get through the store, I'm going to be on my couch in my blanket. And I just picture my house like cozy. You know, we've got the candle lit and we've got, you know, just the background TV and I'm snuggled in a blanket. Like sometimes just even picturing myself in that moment to just say, bitch, we're almost there. 9 times out of 10, I don't run home and crawl into the blanket. I'm still fine to function because I gave myself that peace, that serenity, that promise of like where I could be. Another thing that I think is huge is using water. Okay. Water is fucking soothing. So maybe you need to take a bath just to calm your nerves, to prepare yourself to be thrown into the den of wolves that is your family function. Okay. Getting into this bath, maybe even like setting things up to, you know, rest your head on a pillow, get some scents in there, candles, use some, you know, calming salts with lavender, whatever this is for you, playing soft music, turning down the lights, whatever it is in the bath that is going to make you feel the most protected and safe. And then you just literally go back to your visualization and you just imagine like the serenity when people are going crazy at your family function, right? Just picture yourself back in that bath that you just take in the morning and that energy, like harness that moment to the present. Surround yourself with the sound of water. Maybe we all have apps on our phone. You can literally play the water. I was changing the fish tank last night at like fucking midnight. And Zayden is like, I'm pouring the water. And she's like, wow, that is so soothing. And everybody's like, yeah, because I'm just like pouring water for hours because it's a fucking huge ass tank. So hearing waterfalls, whatever it is, so you can hear the sound of water. If you are in Lake Michigan or by the ocean, then take a stop, take a stroll, hear that, be able to harness back that energy when you're feeling those crazy moments. Okay. And y'all know I'm the biggest fan of nature and its healing, unless you're stubborn. The other day, I didn't even care about the sunshine because I just wanted to be sad. And it's okay to have those moments, okay? But the truth is, nature is super healing. So I'll tell you this now. Maybe when family dinner is getting crazy, you could go for a walk. Take yourself on a little personal retreat. Literally, 10 minutes walking outside will restore your peace of mind. So wherever you can go, just look for something outside. Maybe you have to just pace in the fucking driveway. I don't know. Walk around the yard, walk around the block, go for a walk. And you could do this before just to prepare yourself. I know so many of my friends have this magic green thumb and they always talk about how gardening is their meditation. Bitch, I can't keep plants alive. I need the other kind of meditation, but maybe gardening would work for you, right? So get your little pot of flowers, go out today and get a little thing and repot some flowers or whatever plants are in season in your season. And just nurture something in your house today, cultivate that next step of growth. And go back to that, imagine just in that moment, whatever gardening makes people feel, I guess it should slow you down and help you appreciate nature, would be my guess. I can't relate to the gardeners, but I'm telling you, like, people have told me that it works wonders for them, that it is dreamy. So if it's not outside season for you, then do something inside. I mean, we're in winter Michigan right now, so we don't have the luxury of planting shit outside. Another thing that's really therapeutic, you guys, 100% is animals. I think everybody should have a cat or a dog, 100%, no matter how heartbreaking the journey can be. Spending time with animals, it's therapeutic. I mean, this is why people have, literal animals to get them through these things. Like, this is why we've trained, animals to help people with their seizures, their PTSD, all the things. It's just a whole different energy, a whole different vibration. I mean, you legit recover from everything faster. So do what you can. This lady I used to listen to, and I can't remember her name right now, but she always talks about, if you've ever heard her, you would know who she is, and you could just let me know in the comments or let me know in the group. She always talks about pet your cat. Like, you want to quiet your mind, you want to do the things, go pet your cat. Just go pet your cat. Go take your dog for a walk. Go do the things to just get out of whatever current situation you're in. So cheers to the families that have animals, because just skip the people and go pet the cat. Go take the dog for the walk, right? Get crazy and go learn how to ride a horse. I don't know. Live in the present moment. This is super important for you to protect your energy. So this is where I'm telling you have to hold the line when you're going around toxic people. You have to hold the line and put the past behind you, because if you're going to dwell on it, you're not going to feel composed. You're going to feel exactly who you felt 10 years ago. If you're thinking about past misfortunes, decide you'd rather devote your energy to constructive activities. You have to hold the fucking line. Yesterday doesn't matter. You stay strong in that, and it doesn't give people a chance to pull you back to who you were. Living in the present moment, it's going to help you adopt a positive view towards the future, right? Because everything is unknown. It's uncertain. But if you create causes and make choices and stay in this present moment and literally have that mind for the better future, then you can patiently accept whatever comes, because you are solid. You are holding the fucking line. Bitch, just give your full attention to what is happening now. Even in a toxic family situation, just be aware of them. Watch them. You don't have to be a part of it. Just watch them and understand. This is where you start to see people that are just unhealed. They're unhealed. It's not personal. They are just broken. They're broken people, and broken people hurt people, usually hurt people. So take advantage of the opportunities before you, maybe just to reflect on how far you've come. Delight in the good things around you. I feel like sometimes family drama is entertainment, straight entertainment of, the one person who thinks they're so superior is really making a fool of themselves. Just watch it. Just watch it. You don't have to be a part of it, but engage fully with the people that are going to share your life. Be in that moment with them if you're going to choose them. I feel like if you're not going to draw the line and you continue to be around toxic people, then you have to find the things you love and start there. So take some time, do some breathing, pull some of these tips and see what can work for you. Just be mindful about protecting your energy. You do not have to be them. You aren't them. You are you. You are full. You are holy. You are capable. You are fucking solid. You are solid. You are supported. The universe has your back 100% of the time. 100% of the time. So I wish you the best tomorrow. I'm still not sure about a podcast. I don't know if we're going to do a Thanksgiving thing. But I'm sending you guys all the love and as much protective energy as I can just from myself in this moment. Just hands on you to feel whole, to feel love, to see the gratitude, to be in the moment, to count your blessings, and to just feel whole, feel love, feel supported. I love you, bitches. Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow if I don't talk to you. And that's it.